There's another political spat kicking off this morning, and this time it's a fight between two party colleagues in the DUP. Metaphorical fight. Ian Paisley has hit out at Jim Wells, welcoming the plain paper packaging for cigarettes being introduced in Northern Ireland. Mr. Wells says he approved that change when he was health minister. Ian Paisley hit back, saying 980 workers in my constituency lost jobs as a result of that daft policy that will not save one life. You should apologise. Ian Paisley is with us now. Mr. Paisley, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen.
So you're calling on your party colleague, Jim Wells, to apologise?
Well, I think I need to put it into perspective. I think for someone to say this morning, of all mornings, that they're pleased with their policy, whenever last night 500 workers walked out of a factory in my constituency for the last time after giving their life's work to that company, as a result of those policy changes, they've now lost their jobs. And that's why I think there needs to be a little bit of reflection before someone joyously comes on and says they're pleased about something. Because I've got 500 workers today. By the end of next year, 980 workers will go out of their job in that factory. And I think it's appropriate that I, as a Member of Parliament, who fought valiantly for that company and for those jobs, called any.
Are you there, Ian? Ian Paisley, are you there? Okay, We'll see if we can get Ian back on the mobile phone. So what has actually happened this morning is there's now a spat between two members of the DUP. Ian, are you back? Let's see if we can get you.
Yeah, sorry, I don't know. You
cut out there. I was going to say to you that this isn't about, you're trying to say that these job losses are down to this plain packaging. The reality is that back in 2014, JTI said it was restructuring its manufacturing facilities as a result of significant and sustained changes impacting its global business.
Well, it's down to three things, the job losses. We should be clear about this, and the factory closure. Yes, there's...
That's not what your tweet said.
No. It's down to three things. If you follow the other tweets, you'll know some of my characters in the tweet, but if you follow the rest, you'll know those down to three things. Crime, the crime wave that's affected tobacco smuggling. The restructuring within the company because of consumption changes. And... directives and legislative change, both from the EU and, importantly, the plain packaging policy that came on top of that. Now, there's absolutely no doubt about it. I was involved in the negotiations around this, involving the Prime Minister and the Chancellor and others. We tried to save the factory by getting legislative change. When those changes didn't come about, that factory was burned.
So what do you say to Jim Wells this morning?
Well, no, all I'm saying, before anyone celebrates and applauds these policies, the effect of that policy has, this morning, 500 people in my constituency left their employment for the last time last night. So today was not the day to be saying how pleased you are with the policy. Today was certainly not the day to do that. Today was the day to be a wee bit more thoughtful about the impact that policy has actually had. Maybe an unintended consequence, and I accept, certainly was not the desire of any of my colleagues or anyone to see people lose
their
jobs.
Why didn't you pick...
But the intended consequence. The unintended consequence has been job losses.
Now, but if this Ian Paisley is a party colleague of yours, and Jim Wells is, he's in the same party, why didn't you pick up the phone and privately say this to him rather than publicly call for him to apologise? You know what you're doing here.
Unfortunately, when it's already tweeted out there, Stephen, everyone's seen that there's pleasure in this policy. I take no pleasure in that. The workers in my constituency, I have to take a lot of pain. The workers in my constituency have taken a lot of pain as a result of that policy. And I will pull anyone up who tries to defend that and who tries to attack workers in my constituency.
But your tweet is not accurate. You say in your tweet, 980 workers in my constituency lost jobs as a result of this daft policy. Well, JTI, as I said, made it clear there were other reasons for this as well.
No, it's not. JTI have issued three reasons. And their leading statement was crime, restructuring, and direct.
Not what your tweet says.
Policy. Well, Stephen, you've got 120 characters to explain all that. I think most people have followed this debate. But look, what am I doing today? I'm about to meet the Minister for the Northern Powerhouse. It's his first visit to Northern Ireland. I have him in here today talking to companies in my constituency, some of these workers, and saying, right, what else now can we do at a national level to try and get more jobs in the manufacturing sector into Northern Ireland. That's the sort of positive thing that needs to be done, not the applause and taken, which has resulted in people losing their jobs.
And what do you say to Jim Wells this morning?
Well, I've already made it clear, I think, that you know people should reflect where they say those sorts of things and the impact of having today. Maybe in 2 months' time, it was the time to celebrate this policy and the fact that it's had. Maybe that would have been the time. But the morning, in terms of the timing, the very morning when 500 people, the first 500, walked out of the factory for the last time, it's not the day to do it.
Are you in speaking terms with Jim Wells? Would you consider him
I count him as a very good friend. But my first duty is to my constituents, irrespective of my personal friendships or anything else.
If you have friends like that, who needs enemies?
My job is to speak for my community and for the people who elect me. That's my first and foremost job, and that's what I will do without fear or favour to anyone.
Jim Wells has said to this programme, I haven't seen the tweet. The decision on plain paper packaging was approved by me as Health Minister, the Executive and the First and Deputy First Minister. It covers all of the UK. The Gallagher's decision was not based on PPP. Plain paper packaging, obviously.
Go speak to the Gallagher's factory and they'll tell you.
So he's wrong?
They see that as part of the policy chain that ultimately led to the closure. Remember, this is the last manufacturing plant in the UK. Plain packaging was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was a policy one too far. And as I said, I'm about to walk in now to this meeting to welcome this minister. I hope we can start to create more new jobs in this country and in this community, because that's what I'm about.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Stephen.
Good morning to you. Well, it's interesting. Alex Kane, David McCann with us this morning. We'll talk to you two after the news because we've only got a minute before the news. But Alex Kane, let's just get your initial reaction to that. These political parties, they like to control the message, don't they? And here we now have Ian Paisley having a go at his own party colleague, calling for an apology, Alex.
I have to say, I'm not entirely surprised by that. I mean, we've known for some time that Jim Wells is, Maverick's the wrong word to use, but maybe Jim certainly shoots from the hip on a lot of things and gives. He doesn't hide his light behind the bushel on issues that matter to him. And he's right, it is something that happened when he was a minister. He's particularly pleased. I know his views on smoking and so that, so he's very happy with that. He wouldn't have consulted the press office. He did it off his bat. And Ian Junior, who I know as well, is exactly the same. These are two guys who do their own thing, who tend to not hold back when it comes to giving their opinion. I don't think it's a major internal battle. I don't think the party press office will be one bit concerned, because there's so many other things with the opposition stuff going on. This will be, you know, it's not going to be a major story, I suspect.
OK, 10 o'clock news comes next.